Okay. Crap. Damn it!
That's an amusing way to learn the keys.
I just can't get my fingers in the right position.
Do you want me to show you again?
No, I think I got it. Oh, damn it, I can't. I give up. People who can play guitars are just built different. I don't know.
It takes time and practice. You'll get it.
I think I'd better stick with writing and let you handle the music.
Why did you want to learn how to play the guitar?
I'm just checking it off my bucket list. And I know you like music, and I want there to be more between us.
Between us?
We both like literature, but that's all we talk about, so I want there to be more between us. I thought music would be a good option since you love it. I wanted to love it too. You know what? I can learn this on my own. There are plenty of online tutorials. I shouldn't waste your time.
No, wait. Let's try something else.
Where are you going?
I'll be right back. Instead of the guitar, you should try the harp.
Oh, no. David, isn't that the fancy one you keep in a glass case?
The very same.
No, David, I can't.
It's all right. I think you'll get along well with this one.
And that's when you brought out your harp, with its beautiful carvings and silver-like strings. The same one stolen from your storage unit. Isn't there another harp I could practice with? One that doesn't look like a family heirloom?
You'll do fine.
I think I should wash my hands first.
It'll take more than fingerprint smudges to damage this harp. Here. Let me show you how to position your hands.
You can sit behind me to guide me.
Sure.
Like this?
Yes. Like this.
It was hard to focus on the lesson because all I could think about was how good it felt to have your arms around me. How your talented fingers guided mine over the strings and the soft touch of your breath on my neck.
River.
Hmm?
Would it be too forward if I kissed you?
Not at all. Tony Abram, a short man who wished he was taller. His comb-over revealed he was losing hair in his mid-30s. While not fat, his sagging jowls told a story of someone who repeatedly lost weight. Tony Abram is a man who loves theater and wanted nothing more than to be an actor. While he could fit the role of a villain or a fool, he wanted to be the handsome hero. But genetics did not grant him what casting directors looked for in male leads. Since he couldn't get what he wanted most, he took what most entitled men sought. Control. If he couldn't be a leading actor, then he'd be the director.
Yes, come in. What is going on, Margot?
We have a situation, Mr. Abram.
Yes, you do have a situation. My name is River Wells, and I have questions about this harp.
Isn't that the harp for Oh, heartstrings?
The better question would be, why do you have it when it belongs to my husband?
I beg your pardon, Margot. What is going on?
Mrs. Wells says the harp is stolen property.
What do you mean, stolen property? It belongs to the C&T Theater.
No, it belongs to my husband, David Dane. It was stolen weeks ago. I recognized it from the heartstrings pamphlet. It's pretty uniquely designed, so I know I'm not mistaken.
Mrs. Dane, I can assure you that
Wells! It's Mrs. Wells.
I thought your husband's name was Dane.
I kept my maiden name, but we're not talking about that. I want to talk about how my husband's harp, his most treasured possession, became a centerpiece for your play.
Mrs. Wells, the harp came to us as part of an anonymous donation.
Bullshit. Look at it. This isn't an old high school instrument someone finds at the back of their closet during spring cleaning and gives away.
I'm telling you, we don't know where it came from. I cannot give you information that I don't have.
You can't tell me there isn't a paper trail. This harp is one of a kind, so there has to be a donation receipt or a transfer of ownership in your files somewhere.
Wait, do you have a paper of ownership for it?
I don't have it with me.
You don't. Oh, well. You see, I find that very odd. Because if I were going to confront someone over stolen property, I would bring paperwork proving it belonged to me. Do you have a police report from when you reported it stolen?
I hoped we could resolve this without getting the police involved. You wouldn't want to tarnish your company's reputation, would you?
You see, that is exactly what a con artist would say.
I'm not a con artist.
Well, you have to look at this from my perspective, Mrs. Wells. You come in here declaring the harp belongs to your husband, but you don't have any paperwork to support your claim. So what else am I supposed to believe?
It does belong to my husband, Mr. Abram.
Oh, then where is your husband? If this harp is his prized possession, then why isn't he here to claim it?
He's away.
Margot, you said she was trespassing?
Yes, she was, sir.
I see. Well, maybe we should get the law involved after all.
Mr. Abram, there's no need to call them. I'll leave.
Margot will show you the way out, and I don't expect to see you back here again.
This way. Now. Tina, what are you doing here?
I was coming to check on the harp.
You came to check on the harp?
Yes, ma'am. I was afraid it would be hurt.
It's over there. Take it back to the stage and help set up for dress rehearsal.
Yes, ma'am.
Right this way, Wells.
No need. I can show myself out.
Just don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Sure, Warlord Margot.
Hey!
Aunt Louise, are you okay?
What, dear? I'm fine, but are you okay? Did you run the whole way here?
I came as soon as Lori told me you fell.
And I told her mother not to bother you at work with this. I'm fine. The doctor is just being a worrywart over nothing.
Well, what happened? Lori said you fell.
Oh, it's silly. I tell you, it's silly. I only got a little dizzy and I lost my balance.
Were you able to call for help?
Of course! I had my phone with me. I called Annie to come help me up, but you went and called an ambulance.
You need to let the doctors do their job. Make sure you're okay.
I said I'm fine. It'll take more than a spill to end me.
Unless it's a bucket of water. I know you're all right since you're cackling and all, but I was real worried about you. You should have called me.
Yes, I should have. You have a better sense than to call an ambulance. I think that Annie was just lazy. She'd rather call EMTs to come pick me up than use her own bony arms.
Or I think I would have called the ambulance too if I saw an old lady on the floor. I'm going to see if I can take a few days off from work for this.
Good Lord, no! Not on my account!
Well, I have to make sure you'll be okay.
I thought that was the doctor's job. Your job is to be a young man and have a life. I'm old. Something is eventually going to kill me. Whether it's my heart calling it quits or another fall breaks what cannot be fixed.
I don't like it when you talk like that.
Hello, I've come with your test results, Louise.
Oh, doctor, we didn't see you.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. Louise, your x-rays came back good. Other than some bruising, I don't see any further damages, but you should follow up with your GP just to make sure you're on the mend. And maybe see about having a home caregiver visit you?
No, thank you. I don't need a maid.
Now, we talked about a caregiver when I was getting ready for college, remember? You promised you'd hire one if I went off to school and...
But you dropped out!
I'll let the nurse know you can be discharged this afternoon.
Well, why did you drop out, sweet Liam?
It wasn't for me.
Don't tell me lies, boy.
I'm not lying.
And I spent my golden years raising you. I know when you tell lies.
Well, I spent my childhood living in your house, so I know when you're trying to distract me. Now, you are getting a caretaker.
No, I will not. I do not need a maid.
Caretaker isn't a maid. I mean, yes, they'll help you clean up, but, you know, they'll do your grocery shopping. They'll drive you around for errands. They'll do the yard work.
I got you for yard work.
Okay, fine. I'll still do the yard work.
And build me a garden for my medicinal?
Aunt Louise, it's a vegetable garden.
You can call it a vegetable garden, but that may not be all I grow in it, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but in public, we call it a vegetable garden. Now, the reason I'm building one for you is to keep you from wandering the neighborhood when you leave Ralph's place. You remember last fall? Little Ted Laurent. He kept saying a witch was walking past his window at night.
Little Ted Laurent was a snitch.
No, he was a scary little boy who still has nightmares because of you. That's why I'm building you a vegetable garden, so you can grow your own medicinals.
Fine.
All right. Now I'm going to check you out, and I'll bring the car around.
I hate that they took my driver's license. I could take myself home.
Well, if we hired a caregiver, they could drive you anywhere you want to go.
Enough with that! Hearing you talk about caregivers is making me long for my medicinals.
Liam! What are you doing here? How's your aunt?
She's fine. The hospital... I don't know, cast a resurrection spell so she can live another 100 years or something, but I've got to convince her to get a caregiver. She has the insurance for it, but she keeps saying no.
Just hire one without telling her. Once she sees how much better it is to have one, she'll change her mind.
And she asked again about why I dropped out of college.
Did you tell her about Stephanie?
No.
So you're still saying you dropped out because college wasn't for you?
Yes.
I think you should tell her.
Maybe.
She won't be mad.
Oh, she's here.
What? Oh, yeah, she's been here for the last couple of hours.
Did you hear about what happened at the theater?
Yeah. I heard she put Warlord Margo in her place over a harp.
Yeah. You know the play, Heartstrings. They have this harp. It's the centerpiece. And the woman, I think she said her name was River Wells. She said it was stolen from her husband.
Really? What happened next?
I don't know. I got the call from you about Aunt Louise and I left.
Do you think she got it back?
I don't know. I left before I could find out.
You should go ask her.
What? No way.
Yes way!
She looks kind of mad.
No, she's not. She's just working on her laptop. Come on, be brave. Go on.
Okay, if I do this, then you can't run away the next time Amelia and her cohorts come in.
If you talk to her, I swear, I won't run away the next time the actors are let out of rehearsal.
That means dealing with Amelia. And her friends, too.
I know.
And dealing with their bad attitudes.
Ugh. I know.
Now, you sure you want to make this bargain?
I think so.
All right. You got yourself a deal. I'm going to go talk to her. So this is, you know, your last chance to bail out.
I just go before I change my mind.
Okay, I'm going. Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'm Liam. I'm the guy who loaned you the crowbar earlier, and you saved me from Amelia and her friends.
Oh, right. Hi.
So, what are you doing?
I'm editing a manuscript.
Oh, cool. So do you write, novels?
Sometimes. Is there something I can help you with?
I just wanted to know if you got your heart back.
Oh. Well, not yet. The director says he needed to hold on to it till tonight so he can let his bosses know about the harp. So I'll need someone to get me backstage so I can pick it up. Could you help me? I'll pay you for your time.
Oh, sure, you don't have to pay me. What time do you need to pick it up?
I think he said I could get it around 6.
Okay. We could meet here.
No. Let's meet behind the theater. Do you have keys to get inside? You know, in case it's locked.
Oh, there's no keys. We just use our employee IDs. They're like key cards. They let us in when we need to work late.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'll see you then.
Sure. See you.
David, I know you would never approve of my lying to such a helpful and honest young man, but I'm desperate.
Oh my God, Liam, you did it! Did you get her number?
Lori, don't read too much into it. She's married.
Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score. I mean, look at what happened to my parents.
Whatever. Now remember, the next time that Amelia and her coven come in, you're dealing with them while I get to hide out in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, please let me continue my music. I so love playing the harp. Please, listen to this song. Mayhap it will change your mind. Hey, this stupid thing isn't working.
It's fine. We'll have harp music. We'll play over this scene.
Then why are we using a busted harp? God, it's a piece of shit.
Amelia, honey, it's just a prop. It's meant to look pretty. Besides, can you play the harp?
No.
Then it's a moot point. Let's move on to the next scene. Actors take 5. Staff clear away the scene.
It's all right. I have you. I'm sorry she was so mean to you.
Oh my God, is that freak talking to the harp?
Jesus. Is she one of those kooks who thinks everything has a soul?
I bet she apologizes to her tampons before she uses them.
I'd need an apology too if I went anywhere near her.
Freak. You're the only one who understands me, because I know you're not just a prop. You're special. You have a piece of Mr. Dane's soul.
You've been listening to episode 2 of River's Journey, written by Cambry Varner, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music provided by Chris Honeywell. Stunt guitar by Kira Hendricks. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Nicole Tomte was River Wells. David Ellis was David Wells. John Wilson was Tony Abrams and Liam. Claire Void was Margot. Kira Hendricks was Tina and Lacey. The Wizard Mocha was Aunt Louise and Lori. Crisis Keyblade was the Doctor. Casey Shaw was Amelia. Cambry Varner was Karen. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.